Blog Talk Radio.
DJ Clue, Dylan Storm, for all parties, 212-833-4401. Let's do it, y'all.
What's up, y'all? Yo, this is Dame Dash, the CEO. Here to welcome y'all to the Dream Team.
Clue.
But y'all niggas thought I was gonna rap? Never. I'm just a little mad at niggas coming at my neck like my teammate the best in the world. You know what I'm saying? Like we ain't got B, Cam, J, Bleak, Freeway.
We are the champions.
he rang. Fuck a battle, nigga, I'ma get the thangs. Rollin' with them lords and the folks about the shots. Who's they gon' make this pick a gang? I represent the mob to the fullest. You don't want it with the bullets on the bullet. But Kanye on the track of the dream team. I'm gonna be the shit no matter which way you put it. They left the nigga in, I'm gonna go in the zone. Taking it to some motherfucker zone. Cut the stone, rob a rock until I'm gone. Fill up my body with lead, cut your chrome. Take it to your gut, take it to your chest. I'll be one provoking when I'm smoking sex. Then we getting stronger, hope you got a vest. Somebody got some hat, somebody got some tech. Turned a few down, bees got pearl. Legendary, we on top of the world.
It's the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. I am Simply Nay in full effect, and we are the champions, my friends. Check us out. Tonight, we are having one of our infamous soundtrack Sundays. It is the Support is Free version, and I'm so excited about it. On this episode, I'm going to be talking about sadness, depression, and finding the support that suits our individual needs. We'll include some of the songs that help lift the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay team spirits when the going gets tough. So, of course, we had to kick it up a notch with something positive. You'll also find out how I felt about Cynthia Erivo, Janelle Monáe, and all things Harriet the movie when our Simply Nay soapbox segment pulls up on you. And before this hour together ends, you'll learn why it's not too late to pick your presidential candidate on our Project Politico segment. How y'all been? How y'all feeling? As you know, you are welcome to be a co-host on this show. All you got to do is dial 646-787-8623 and push that one, and I'll be more than happy to talk to you. So I can't have a show without the sponsors. Throughout the show, I'll be thanking the folks that help put some coin behind our platform. We could not have a show on Stand Omni Media if it weren't for Stand Omni Media. Stand Omni Media is a diversified digital brand with the mission to uplift the voices that are most often silenced, like a little Black girl from Southeast DC who identifies as a lesbian named Simply Nay. We want to thank you so much for having us on the show. We're not the only show you can hear Stay Woke DC, the capital T, and so many of our sibling broadcasts on www.wheredoyoustand.com/radio. If you have an interest in supporting Stand Omni Media or possibly broadcasting your own show, reach out and talk further. You can hit the contact button and someone will get right back with you. Tell them that Simply Nay sent you. Now, I promise I'm going to get up on that soapbox, but this is a soundtrack Sunday, so we have to keep the music going. You just heard from the Rockefeller team. That was Twista, Cameron, Jay-Z, Kanye, Dame Dash. Funny how times change, huh? Funny how times change. Again, this is a curated list of music that keeps us feeling encouraged here as part of the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay team. So some of these are going to be slow jams. Some of these are going to be up speed. Some of it is going to be throwback. Some of it is going to be a bit spiritual, because you know Black folks in the Black church are a whole entire thing. I think it's a perfect time to slide right into Perfect 10 by DJ Mustard featuring Nipsey Hussle, a.k.a. Neighborhood Nip.
Yeah. You don't know who's swimming naked till the tide come in. Where your hoes at? Where your rolls at? Where your backbone, nigga? Where your coat at? Where your down since day one real bros at? Where them stories that you telling unfold at? Where your heart, nigga? Where your soul at? We got old school ways we expose that. Ain't no guarantees, but you know that. Niggas die every day, can't control that. Ken Griffey throwback, nigga had to go left. Must have popped 28 times, cause it's four left. If it's about mine, ain't a nigga that I won't check. Run through your hardest homeboy, you could go next. 85 cut dog, hustle at the Rolex. Chain on my white tee, now you see the progress. Stacked every chip on myself, time to collect. All money in, just imagine what I gross back. What, where your hoes at? Where your rolls at? Where your backbone, nigga, where your coat at? Where your down since day one, real bros at? Where them stories that you telling unfold at? Where your heart, nigga? Where your soul at? We got old school ways we expose at. Ain't no guarantees, but you know that. Niggas die every day, can't control that. That's why I call my thing the marathon, because yeah. I'm not gonna lie and portray this ultimate poise like I've been had it figured out. Nah, I just didn't quit. That's the only distinguishing quality from me and probably whoever else going through this or went through this or is gonna go through this, is that I ain't quit. I went through every emotion. I went through every emotion with trying to pursue what I'm doing. You know what I mean? And I think that what's gonna separate whoever's gonna try to go for something is that you ain't gonna quit. And that's, you know, you're gonna really take the stance if I'm gonna die behind what I'm getting at right now.
Fuck where your hoes at, or where your roles at, where your backbone, nigga, where your coat at? Where your down since day one, real bros at? Where them stories that you telling unfold at? Where your heart, nigga? Where your soul at? We got old school ways we expose at. Ain't no guarantees, but you know that. Niggas die every day, can't control that.
I think that our reaction to being disrespected, we have to reassess how we react. You know what I mean? I think that we've been known as hip hop to make songs. And that's a part of it. I mean, we gotta go a step further, because I think that it's like a disease in your body. Once you start giving it a treatment, it'll get immune to the treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And you gotta try something else to kill that disease. So I think protest music is important. I think that YG was a genius.
What, where your hoes at? Where your roles at? Where your backbone, nigga, where your coat at? Where your down since day one, real bros at? Where them stories that you telling unfold at? Where your heart, nigga? Where your soul at? We got old school ways we expose at. Ain't no guarantees, but you know that. Niggas die every day, can't control that.
And we back on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. I am Simply Nay in full effect. If you're interested in following me, that's also how you follow me, at I Am Simply Nay. This is our Support is Free edition of the Soundtrack Sunday. We play music to keep you uplifted, doing a little bit of conversation around depression and moods and feelings and things of the nature. And I want to highlight two quotes. They have a lot of conversation between the rapping and that song. And there's two quotes that come up in that song. Replay it so you can hear it now that I've highlighted it. That are really important for me to mention as we have this dialogue about depression. Nip says, I just didn't quit. I went through every emotion trying to get where I am. Yo, that's profound. I went through every emotion trying to get where I am. How would each of us feel if we were all just honest and vulnerable about what we're going through to get to where we are? Then another quote, and I think this may have been Mustard, they go on to say in the song, we have to reassess how we react when they reference we've been disrespected as a people. We have to reassess how we react when we're being disrespected. Now, those really resonate with me right now in this season, in this time. Shit, the reason we are doing this show is because Simply Nate is struggling and has been for quite some time. And as I was listening to my own Supporters Free soundtrack, continuing trying to uplift myself, trying to do these events, thank you all for booking us. We love you being in these streets, Simply Nate on the scene, and really just being in the community, being active and all of that. I'm struggling, y'all. And that's real. I'm scheduled for another surgery in December, so I'm going to be down until 2020. And my mind is on a lot of things, trying to get affairs taken care of before the end of the year. I'm really settling with the fact that we're closing out probably what was the roughest decade of my entire life. I don't know what you went through, but I know what I've been through. And so, you know, I'm struggling. And as we were looking to book guests, and some guests have, you know, don't show up, or other guests have the wrong week, or, you know, we have a guest who would love to be on the show every week, but when you offer them their own platform, they're not necessarily in a position to go ahead and move forward with it in spirit and in truth. And then I'm looking crazy to our sponsors, because I believe in giving everybody an opportunity. Those things weigh on my spirit. And you know, I did some looking, because as Black people, we do not like to say that we are depressed. So I was walking around talking about my soul was weary, y'all. Like, if you ask me how I'm doing, I'm always telling you I'm maintaining. That way, you know, I don't get disappointed if it ebbs or if it flows. But I found that my soul was in a perpetual state of weariness, and nothing that I could do was causing me to move from a place where I could see brighter days. And so I did some reading up, and I want to share with you all, and I'll be sharing throughout the show, just some bit of statistics around depression. Major depressive disorder, and again, I have not been diagnosed with major depressive disorder. I have post-traumatic stress disorder and severe anxiety. Post-traumatic stress disorder and severe anxiety as it relates to mental health diagnoses. But major depressive disorder affects approximately 17.3 million American adults, or about 7.1% of the U.S. population age 18 and older in a given year. This statistic comes from the National Institute of Mental Health, their major depression information pamphlet that came out in 2017. I also want to name that major depressive disorder is more prevalent in women than in men, according to the Journal of American Medical Association, published in 2003. When we're talking about young people, 1.9 million children between the ages of 3 to 17 years old have been diagnosed with depression, according to the Centers for Disease Control Data and Statistics on Children's Mental Health, which was released in 2018. And also, adults with depressive disorder or symptoms have a 64% greater risk of developing coronary artery disease. According to the National Institute of Health, Heart Disease and Depression, a Two-Way Relationship report, which was released in 2017. So this ain't just about Simply Nate. The numbers show and the research shows that we are all going through it. And instead of just saying support is free, we need to talk about the support that we need. And hopefully this soundtrack, my vulnerability, and some of the resources that we'll highlight later on in the show can help you get to a brighter stage. We want to offer the disclosure that I am not a licensed therapist. We encourage you to see a licensed therapist and a licensed psychiatrist before moving forward with a diagnosis or taking any medication in order to treat these things. We'll be reminding you of that throughout the show, because no one is trying to be sued. It's the One Mic Stand with Simply Nate. And when we get back, I will tell you how I feel about Cynthia Erivo, Janelle Monáe and all things Harriet. And we're back on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. That was our beloved Janelle Monáe with Smile. Fun fact, Judy Garland originally sang that song. It was the late Michael Jackson's favorite song, for those of you who did not know. And Janelle Monáe does an amazing cover. And if you look up the song, you'll find her singing it live. She was even summoned to sing it live at the White House. So my favorite cover, of course, my favorite artist is Janelle Monáe. And as we go into talking about Harriet, the movie, why not start with a Janelle Monáe piece? But before I talk about this movie, it is time to thank another sponsor. We are sponsored by Eve for Eve Online, the premier lesbian dating website. If you self-identify as a lesbian, this is the place for you to find your Eve. I have been the spokesfemme for this brand since it began, and I am excited because I've gotten a first look at the work that has gone behind the relaunch. The team at Eve for Eve Online has been committed to making sure that this experience is not a plenty of fools experience, that you are not just tenderly touched, but the depths of your spirit are moved by the ways in which you are able to engage with other lesbians in the digital space. We are looking to help you find your Eve and all of the things that can, you know, bring you all the pleasures in life. To be connected to Eve for Eve Online, you can find them at www.eve4eveonline and the same exact spelling on all of your socials at eve4eveonline. Now, if you would like for your brand, service, or small business to be highlighted to the international listening audience of the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay, that can happen. Just reach out to us at info@wheredoyoustand.com and make sure to put advertising on One Mic in your subject so they know which show you are interested in advertising on. Although there is the option for you to advertise on every show on the One Mic, well, the Stand Omni Media platform beyond just One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. Now, let me step up on my soapbox. Don't get too excited, but thank you for the round of applause. Now, listen, y'all are dragging Harriet the movie. I've heard all types of critiques around why individuals are not interested in supporting Harriet the movie. I've seen it 3 times since it came out, so obviously I am not worried about what the internet is on. Now, I want us to be willing to accept that there is a spectrum of problematic, right? And that a person can be problematic and evolve from those problematic mindsets. Furthermore, we need to be able to look at the process of accountability and see if in trying to enact our version of accountability, because that also differs based on the person, place, or thing, who else might become victims or, you know, find themselves in a situation as a that has absolutely nothing to do with their own actions or beliefs because they were cast in a movie with Cynthia Erivo. Now, I've not seen The Color Purple, the remake, because my coins have not afforded me to. If you would like to book me and make that happen, we can definitely fix that. So I am not familiar with her previous work. I am familiar because I am a super fan of Jeannie Yashere. I am familiar with some of the race relations and beliefs that folks from British America have. Well, you know, London, period, have about us here over on this side of the pond, as they say. And at the right place or the wrong place, at the right time or the wrong time, those comments can be seen as offensive. Just based on your experience, your culture, like, you know, you could take it any kind of way. But this movie, when we acknowledge that there hasn't been a film made about Harriet Tubman in forever and a half, when we acknowledge that the story does need to be told, when we take an opportunity to separate historical fiction from biography, right? Because there's a difference. And this piece was historical fiction. When we understand that the entertainment industry is about adding entertainment value to stories, that is what you have when you have a look at Harriet the movie. I won't be spoiling it for you. I won't be doing that because other folks with movies coming out might want to work with us and don't want us to spoil their movies either. You may not have seen it because your work schedule or just your schedule at home, or again, we're an international show. It may not have come to your country yet. So I will not be spoiling the film for you. I will be telling you that for what it was, I give it a resounding standing ovation, that I will come and see it until the tape skips. If you're old enough to get that reference, shout out to you. And that you can't let no fool on the internet talk you into not doing something you want to do. Now, there was a time when you used to could purchase bootleg movies. The version of the bootleg movie that exists now is very much the Amazon Fire Stick and those other, you know, systems that just let you see what you want to see when you want to see it. But I encourage you to give this film about this Black woman all of its coins, every last single one of them. It'd be a blessing. We can give churches our coin and never see where it's going. We can get, like, let's just be honest about it. Let's support this film, let's support this story. And of course, y'all know I'm a fan of Janelle Monáe, but I'll offer this. I believe that her beauty, her soft features, her demureness is why she was not offered the role of Harriet. But we must be prepared for an Oscar, at least an Oscar nomination, if folks were looking with their two or four eyes and listening with both ears, because this was a stellar performance by Janelle Monáe Robinson. Okay, yes, I did drop the government name. So we are going to get back into the vibe of our Soundtrack Sunday, the Support is Free edition, but you heard it straight from me on my soapbox. Leave Harriet the movie the hell alone. How about a song for the movie to close us out?
I've been walking with my face turned to the sun. Weight on my shoulders, a bullet in my gun. Oh, I got eyes in the back of my head, just in case I had to run. I can for my people, while the clouds roll back and the stars fill the night. That's when I'm gonna stand up, take my people with me. Together we are going to a brand new home, far across the river. Can you hear freedom calling, calling me to answer? Gonna keep on keeping on, I can feel it in my bones.
are back on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. We've got a bonus for you later on in the show, but let's stay in the music. I think it's a perfect time to skip over Harriet loves some Jesus, okay? Harriet Tubman loved some Black Jesus. So let's skip over to some of the spiritual songs that help us lift our spirits here at the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. mode. The joint can go 857 11 hours before, you know, we get to the end. I want to take the opportunity to talk about the economic impacts of depression while we're here in these streets trying to encourage ourselves and talking about the sadness we're experiencing. You may not have known this, but depression is the leading cause of disability worldwide and is a major contributor to the overall global burden of disease, according to the World Health Organization's 2017 report. Also, neuropsychiatric disorders are the leading cause of disability in the U.S., with major depressive disorder being the most common, according to the National Institute of Mental Health, U.S. leading categories of diseases and disorders that was released in 2013. And just for some context, because I know I'm using a lot of major medical terms that we may not be familiar with, perfect time to offer the disclaimer that I am not a medical professional, and we encourage you to please see a therapist and or psychiatrist before moving forward with any diagnosis that you may have. You cannot diagnose yourself from the internet or trying to treat with any medications. Common neuropsychiatric disorders include seizures, attention deficit disorders, cognitive deficit disorders, palsies, uncontrolled anger, migraine headaches, addictions, eating disorders. Those are just some of those common neuropsychiatric disorders. So we just wanted to throw that out there so that you know, what does that mean? What are we talking about? Also, mental health. Depression, grief, and behavioral conduct is the second leading workplace concern following on family issues, according to the Employee Assistant Professionals Association survey in 2017. And lastly, depression contributes to the estimated $100 billion annual cost of depression for U.S. employers, including $44 billion a year lost in productivity alone. And this is the Beck et al. 2014 by Stewart, Ricci, Chi, Han, and Morgenstein. So, you know, there are economic impacts of depression. We've just pulled a few of the statistics. These statistics were curated by the Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance because, you know, some of us are just scared to say that we're experiencing depression or that we're experiencing sadness or to actually look at what these causes are or to get support. I know of a brother who's running an entire campaign urging individuals to fight their mental health struggles without medication. Personally, if you ask me, nobody asked, but it's my show, so you kind of did. That's the equivalent of Kanye saying slavery was a choice. But hey, we've got 15 minutes left on the show, and I've got two more things for you. How did I feel about the Little Mermaid live that came on our televisions this week? We'll tell you after you hear Poor Unfortunate Soul from Queen Latifah herself. Nothing beats the person like business.
In the past, I've been a gnat. They weren't kidding when they called me, well, a witch. Don't you find that nowadays I've mended all my ways, repented, seen the light, and made a switch to thee. And I fortunately know a little magic. It's a talent that I always have possessed. And dear lady, please don't laugh. I use it on behalf of the miserable, lonely, and depressed. Poor unfortunate soul, in pain, in need. This one longing to be thinner, this one wants to get the girl, and do I help them
Yes, indeed. Those poor unfortunate souls, so sad, so true. They come flocking to my cauldron crying, tell them and appease, and I help them. Yes, I do. Now it's happened once or twice. Someone couldn't pay the price, and I'm afraid I had to rake him across the coals. Yes, I've had the odd complaint, but on the whole, I've been a saint. To those poor unfortunate souls. Now here's the deal, if you dare, there's a potion I'll prepare. Just consume and you'll be human, see how days up above. By the end of day three, listen up, this is key. Just convince Mr. Prince and get a kiss of true love.
If I do?
Lucky you. You stay human through and through. You can go wedge your bow and be totally divine.
And if not?
Then guess what, girl? You turn back into a mer-girl. Same as you once were, girl, but that tail will be mine. Don't be shy, dear. What will it be? You want the guy, dear? Leave it to me.
But what about my father and my family?
Sorry, dear. There's no way to spin it. Life's full of tough choices. Isn't it? One last thing, silly me. Did I mention there's a T? Nothing choice, just your voice. No more talking, singing, zip.
Not a word?
Not a note. Not a whisper from your throat.
But just
a smile. You'll be fine, honey. Here's a little tip. You have your looks. Your pretty face. And don't forget to underestimate the importance of body language. Ha ha! Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Yeah! The men up there don't like a lot of blabber. They think a girl who gossips is a bore. And on land, it's much preferred for ladies not to say a word. And after all, then what is idle prattle for? Come on, you poor unfortunate soul. Go ahead. Make your choice. I'm a very busy woman, and I haven't got all day. It won't cost much. Just your voice. Your poor unfortunate soul. So sad, but true. Want to cross the bridge, my sweet, you've got to pay the toll. Take a gulp, take a breath, and go ahead and sign the scroll. Blossom, jetsam, now I got a boy. The boss is on a roll. Yo, poor, unfortunate soul. Not Clarentitis, love all day to me. Now, see him. Keep singing! Ha ha ha!
And that was the best part of Little Mermaid Live. Really, seriously, y'all. Amber Riley and Queen Latifah, as well as Shaggy, okay, were the highlights of that presentation. Other than that, it was a resounding waste of time. And I can't wait for Baby Girl Bailey, because they both look alike. So I don't know which one it is. I think it's Haley who got the role, to show them how it done. Little Mermaid Live, no. It's going to fall under the epic fail for me. Epic fail for me. So we've got 9 minutes left into the show. I want to remind you that if you'd like to be a sponsor for the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay, you can do that. That can be done. We are asking that you hit us up. You can hit us up via social media, but we really like it when you email us, info@wheredoyoustand.com. Just make sure you put advertise with One Mic in your subject, and we can move forward to talk about the by show, by month, or by season plans that you can purchase to promote your business, brand, or service. Before I go, of course, where can you catch Simply Nay in these streets? I am extremely excited to announce that I have been invited to participate in Humanitini Black Native Creative. This event is going to be Tuesday, November 19th, 2019, from 6 to 8 o'clock p.m. at the Kennedy Center. You want to join Humanities DC, shout out to them, for a movement building conversation with Black DC natives who are thriving in their creative industries. Panelists will share how they're sustaining themselves and their communities in the midst of the city's demographic changes. Guests will be encouraged to share their own successes and challenges, connect with future collaborators, and build their tribe. Panelists include Ayanna Ford, who is an award-winning playwright and executive director of the Future Foundation, a nonprofit based in historic Anacostia that empowers youth and their families with social justice advocacy, community organizing, and resource development skills. Dwayne Lawson Brown is the CEO of Crochet Kingpin and co-host of Spit That, the city's longest-running open mic and poetry series, currently in residence at the Willie Mammoth Theater Company. Matthew Green is the lead captain and co-founder of District Running Collective, a free community-based organization that uses running to promote wellness, culture, and community. And our moderator will be Shantae J. Edwards, who's a social entrepreneur, empowerment speaker, impact coach, and professor, who's committed to facilitating conversations and building intentional relationships that foster access to equity, education, social, and economic sustainability. This is all curated by a DC native and freelance journalist known as Christina Sturdivant-Sani, and she is the brainchild of Black Native Creatives. She firmly believes that Black natives are the backbone of DC's creative economy, who should not be, and we should not only be celebrated, but intentionally supported. You can read her work in the Washington City Paper, the Washington Post Magazine, Washingtonian Magazine, and City Lab, among other publications. This event is free, $99 plus shipping and handling to the public, and will be held at the Reach at Kennedy Center, Studio F. All are welcome. It's going to be Liddy in the City. We will be sharing this information on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay's pages, my respective pages. We sincerely would like it if you could take time to come through and show some love to me. Simply Nay, they put my government name out there because this is an intellectual conversation. I'm just moved that they feel like my art is worth discussing, and that the work at the Future Foundation they feel is worth discussing. We're going to have a part two to this conversation where we'll be joined with mental health professionals to further dig into some of those statistics that we looked at, and also to really talk about some tools and strategies that can be used to keep a smile on our face. But in the meantime, in between time, we've only got 5 more minutes on this episode of the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. So I've got to leave on a happy note, and I think that a great song to see us out would be Donald Lawrence and the Tri-City Singers with Encourage Yourself. Be doing that until the next episode of the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay, and every day. Donald, take us home. Sometimes you have to be big.
And before we go, I want to remind you that we have less than 100 days until the Iowa caucus. So it is not too late to put your presidential candidate. Find somebody and support the shit out of them. Put your time, your talent, and your coin behind whoever, even if it's 2 to 3 folks right now, you believe to get an opportunity to become the president of the United States of America. But please, cut out this conversation around it being too early to pick a candidate. This is a public service announcement from your favorite Project Politico. Simply named, over and out.